This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Score! Jordan and LeBron.
LeBron.
Dude.
Can I say that?
Not Colston Loveland. Not Mitch Trubisky. Do we care about Mitch like that, though?
Care in what way?
He's been mentioned twice on our show today.
He's an Ohio guy, though, right? So
I will say, Mitch Trubisky, during his time in Chicago, did some good community work, so salute to him for that.
He did do some good community
work. Wasn't he a Pro Bowler as well?
Yes. Let's be very clear
amazing,
about that.
Amazing.
He was
an alternate
who ended up making the Pro Bowl.
We were just talking about that because Ryan Poles has yet to draft a Pro Bowler. So
yeah, there's
that.
There needs to be a designation of named to and replace. Because just like if you look at his football reference page, it's there. But like, come on.
Alternate. Yeah, you need to be made. You need to be designated as an alternate. Thank you to our guests today, Ian Happ, Russ Dorsey. Of course, love having him on the show. Thanks to our crew, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. The new segments, I think we're cooking, are pretty good so far. That was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed them.
Thanks to our video crew who runs our Twitch stream, Jenna Duddleston, Connor O'Donnell, and Matt Anaya. And thanks to you, Marshall. That was a good one, five on it. I like it.
I just out here hanging out, man, trying to have a good time. That's the goal here. Have a good time every day. And talk positively about things that should be talked about positively, but also hammer the things that should be talked about negatively.
So five on it is the not I got five on it, but five on it is the name of the segment.
Yeah, it's called Five on It.
We is talk it about, based on the I got five on it though?
Indeed.
That is where it came from.
So explain it.
So when I was in Sacramento at the time, we had a bunch of different segments that we used to do for television, and one of them was Five on It, and it got a lot of popularity because it was five things that maybe you weren't able to get to for like a segment or anything, but you can just drop your thoughts on this one thing. So today we did five different topics and we had a good time, including Bill Belichick was one of the topics of discussion. The City Connect jerseys was one of the topics of discussion.
Good.
Over everything.
Yeah, Caleb over everything. Did this draft
Nico
keep that
Harrison.
In mind? Yeah, Nico Harrison, has he been validated? Yeah.
No. He'll never be validated.
Transitions on 670 The Score are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai.
Wait a minute. There's not enough validation
to go around for Nico. We're using it all over here.
If let's say that the Mavericks win an NBA title in the next 3 years.
They're not going to.
They're probably not going to. But if they did, would he not be validated? With Kyrie and Anthony Davis as the
yes, but
the
that's engines? not going to happen. And it was more likely to happen had you kept Luka because you were right there.
I'll give you that though, Marshall. Like a Kyrie and Anthony Davis team. What if they could just get into the Western Conference Finals? No,
that's not enough.
You got to get there.
You just had Luka, who has
you got to win one.
Lawrence just mentioned was actually in the NBA Finals.
Maybe if you did that and you beat Luka along the way,
yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
But I don't see any of it happening because I don't think he's going to be given the opportunity to get validation.
That is probably the truth.
What if Luka keeps getting fat? What if Luka like gets fat and drinks a lot and hurts his knee
and has to see the Timberwolves in the first round of the playoffs every year?
Yeah, it's a bad matchup. But also,
but what if Luka implodes though? Like they were thinking that he might at some point.
If he implodes, maybe. That'll be a massive story throughout.
I refuse to believe it was ever about him imploding. It was all about we just don't want to pay you all this money.
That's the thing. They made it about him likely imploding because they didn't want to pay him. And not only that, they didn't want to get appropriate assets in return. Mm. He didn't even want to do the work to try to shop him.
That is the crazy part.
So Rudy Gobert gets 4 first round picks.
We have our Nico today. We'll go from Nico to Nico.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you guys do with your Ian? I didn't get a chance to hear. Did you talk to him about Operation Woo Kyle Tucker?
He was very, you know what it is? He's trying to keep his private life private. And even though he's publicly on a team with another public guy, he was like, he didn't even want to tell us why he does the home run celebration. He was just like, I'd rather not talk about the why.
I did ask about the dab.
I think I know why he does. I think I just realized
for his
that.
Dad,
for
right?
his dad who died of glioblastoma.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
As Ian has talked about thoughtfully with Danny Parkins on the Radiothon, as a matter of fact, and with the Midday Show. Prior to that, right? Lawrence, didn't you talk to him about
it
once?
Yeah, we talked about it. God, Dan and I talked to him about it, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago when he went into it and talked about it.
So, yeah, so I get it. All right, Ian's not down with Operation Woo Kyle Tucker, at least publicly?
I'm not saying privately. He's not down with it. He was more focused on Wrigley being a place that could help Woo because the people are showing up when the temperatures are freezing and they're still out here, you know, close to 40,000 strong.
Yeah, I get you. So we will see, and we'll talk to our cub to talk to Nico.
Are you gonna have that same message for him?
Nah, you know, we touched on it last week with Nico. Nico can't comment on somebody else's decisions, you know, and Ian can't really. Either.
Yeah, so that, like I said, we pushed it out there, and he was like, "I'm good."
I just stuck to the celebration aspect because I had a feeling, you know. Also, there was a lot of celebration aspects to discuss. The raising the roof is now a thing. Pico Armstrong is doing that very deliberately. We know Nico dabs ironically. There's a lot happening.
Why are you laughing?
Because Pete does that ironically. And Pete's like, Pete's awesome. Pete has a lot of levels to him. Pete's a very smart, thoughtful dude. And we broke it down yesterday. That mic'd up segment was just amazing.
I feel like he's number two on the Cubs having fun list. Like he's having the second most fun of any Cub.
Who's one?
Shota.
Shota's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think Shota's number one.
Singing in the shower bit is amazing.
Yeah, Shota's like a clear-cut number one, but PCA's right there. Like, he's having a good time. He's interacting with fans. He's happy to be out here bolstering that 9-figure contract he's about to get paid.
By Marshall.
Not by me, by the Cubs. They got to pay somebody sometime, right?
Got to pay the big boy.
Good luck with that.
If not him, who? If not, now when? I mean, it's never a thing. It's got to be. It's got to be.
On the other side of a work stoppage is also a time you could pay someone money and be like, see, we're paying him money.
You can't be the only team saying that the work stoppage is a factor when other teams are like, we're just going to go ahead and spend right through that. Thank you.
I think the Orioles believe that the work stoppage is a factor.
The Orioles are botching a big time window for
they are
competition.
In last place.
White Sox.
Yeah,
the Baltimore
sure.
White Sox.
Yes. Is that what we're calling them now? Are they in the same tier?
I feel like last year was their attempt. You know, they trade for Corbin Burns and...
And then they should have re-signed Corbin Burns if he was willing.
Right, and then they didn't.
And if he wasn't, they should have signed Nick Pivetta or signed somebody else or made a trade. And they're not extending any of their guys. They're just watching it go by.
That's pathetic. That's how I feel about it. I feel like they decided that was the year and they knew they were in a ridiculously good division and maybe they just decided enough.
That's why nobody wanted the bobblehead of the owner.
The sell-off is
capitalism. Well,
there are other reasons why no one wanted the bobblehead owner thing to go down, but also
so the
amount of unloading they're about to do, the Orioles, when those contracts are about to be up, that's going to be amazing to kind of watch and digest.
Damn.
So everybody, including the Cubs, including the White Sox, should be saying, what piece of this can we peel off and add to our roster?
Saying there's going to be people showing up there with like an Adley Rutschman Yankees jersey. Somebody did that with Skeens a couple weeks ago, right?
I saw that.
showed up at a Pirates game with a Skeens Yankee jersey.
Yes, it was Yankees or Dodgers.
Like, it was Yankees.
Have you guys ever watched, because it's come up, and now that I'm saying it in the presence of your phone, it'll probably come up for you.
That happened to you and me on the ride the other day.
Yeah,
I want to turn this off because I hate when that happens, when you start talking about something and then just...
The Skeens workout.
No,
if you have not seen it, there's a whole YouTube. I think it's like maybe like 30 minutes long. His pre-throw workout is absolutely bonkers, and it's outstanding. Like I believe in the concept of warm up to throw, not throw to warm up, and the stuff that he is doing with his body to like maximize force and get himself, like all of the choices that he's making. I hope that it works for him and that he's able to stay as healthy as possible for as long as possible. But man, it is an absolute grind, like what he's doing. And I think that he is maybe changing the way that if other pitchers are looking at that workout, changing the way that they should go about their pre-throw routine. Because he's pretty much gassed by the time he gets to throw. And the idea of like earning throwing to me is fascinating.
That is fascinating. So he's gassed by the time he gets to throw, so he doesn't overthrow. That's really interesting. You know, just got hurt again. Tyler Glass now.
Yeah.
Who, that guy, and I talked to a former teammate of his at one point about it. That guy overthrows constantly his entire career on his way up. As a young pitcher, everywhere he's been, still does. And he's like, he has bought into the 100% thing in terms of his full-on workout and everything. And he keeps getting hurt. And the other day, he was sad after the game. After he got hurt again, he's like, I don't know why it's happening. I feel so bad. Like, I want to honor my contract. Like, he's broken up about it. So the Skeens thing about working out and showing up gassed is, I agree, that's fascinating.
Boring before brilliance is what it's called. Like that's what how he looks at it as. I do all the boring stuff before I can give myself an opportunity to do the brilliant stuff. It's cool. I wouldn't suggest starting at, you know, his level, but maybe you can put, if you're a young pitcher, there are definitely things that you could throw in there and be like, man, this dude is getting himself. I just appreciate players like him and LeBron that are doing the work on their bodies. And who knows, the arm is like the most difficult thing to even try and figure out on how it works, why it breaks, all of that stuff. But I applaud people who still try.
Well, and I like the counterintuitive nature of it, because babying the muscles hasn't worked.
Right.
That's not working. And when you think about, like, and all sorts of old school pitching guys will say, you got to throw a lot. You got to throw a
Nolan
lot.
Nolan Ryan, baby. That's who I'm listening to for everything.
They didn't keep a pitch count on Nolan Ryan. Yeah, he's not normal.
I know, but how about Leo Mazzoni and the old Braves? Like, Leo will tell you, he's still a good guest, I think. Leo will tell you, like, those guys threw a lot. They threw all the time. They threw before. And then it gets me thinking about other ways of expression. Singers, you're supposed to warm up hardcore for 30, 40 minutes and really use the whole thing before, you know, use the muscle, use the whole mechanism before you even try to actually perform.
The range and everything else.
Yeah, and work it all out before you actually use it.
Tommy John, when I talked to him about his surgery, I think he was pretty adamant, and this is very old school, of course, but just adamant about the, you know, lack of muscle on the arm. Like, he thinks that people are carrying too much muscle on the arm in order to fully like prevent that surgery from happening. But now with the travel ball and how pitchers grow up, you know, all the baseball they play as kids, it's inevitable.
There's so much to talk about, especially when it pertains to that part of it. Nico Horner is going to join us. We could ask him if he's seen the Skeens, the workout plan. That's at 2:30 where Nico is going to join us. Danny Parkins is going to be on the show today at 3:00.
Cubs the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is coming back on the 31st of July. We'll talk about it with him.
Exciting.
James Palmer will be on the show today.
James,
your buddy.
I know his dad, Scott.
Real James well. and Steve Smith Sr. did an incredible breakdown of Mr. Burden, and we need to discuss it because it is worthy of discussion. But we will come back. We'll talk a little bit about the draft. We'll do a lot of stuff on today's show. We're looking forward to it after Tanny's Open. It's next here on The Score.